Bannerbox Radio. Play, laugh, grow. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio, the podcast about weird news and... Oh, crap, what else do we do? Oh, that's it. We just do weird news. Okay, I'm your co-host, Thomas Towson, and joining me, of course, as is no great surprise, is my co-host, Mr. Dan Knight. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'd like to be referred to as Stephen Frears today.
All right, joining me today is our co-host, Stephen Frears.
Thank you.
Stephen, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's been quite a trip across having to, you know, travel here
by course. Plane. Yes, by plane.
From Alaska, where I live.
Yes.
But it's going to be a special
episode. It's really great to have you on. You sound suspiciously like Dan Knight.
Well, I'm not. I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, that bit's done.
Yeah.
So let's move on. Folks listening to the show currently may notice that we sound just a smidgen different. Dan, why is that?
I think it's because you got your nose fixed.
I didn't, though.
Oh.
My nose was fine. No, the real reason is that I have moved.
Gasp.
Goodness gracious, and I've moved into what appears to be a much nicer sounding room. So,
what?
I'll let you folks be the judge of that. Dan, do you know what today is?
It's Wednesday.
Today's most definitely Wednesday. We're a little late this week due to that whole moving thing that I had to do. And
wait, is it? No, it is Thursday.
Oh, God, it is Thursday. Oh, goodness, we're so late.
Where are we?
Oh, goodness gracious. So we're very late this week. I had to, you know, in the whole moving business. But you know what? We still didn't postpone. We didn't cancel the show this month. Or this week.
We definitely postponed.
We postponed. We did not cancel. Because we love you all too much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. Dan has told me candidly that he hates everyone.
That's true.
Yes.
My psychiatrist says I should live a little.
But, here's what's going on. Today's a very important day. Dan, are you left-handed? No. You're not. No. Today is National Left-Handers Day.
Oh, good gravy.
The one day where we celebrate people with left-handedness. Left hands.
Handymans.
You know, people that have left hands.
Or hands left.
That's true. It's we definitely live in a very right-handed society.
Yeah.
Every product is made primarily right-handed.
That's true.
So, you know, they at least get one day a year to really pretend like they're as good as us.
Isn't Obama? I think Obama's left-handed.
Yeah, that may be true. But you know what, Dan? That would require fact-checking, and that's too much for us.
Speaking of, at one point, I was going to do a fact for one of the episodes about left-handedness, and that was like, I wish I could, I knew it verbatim, but it had something to do with that a certain percentage of left-hand people die every year from trying to use right-handed items.
See, so that would have been very poignant for this day.
Yeah. So you people, you lefties, you take care.
You take care, because honestly, you're going to kill yourself if you try to live our life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You got a very different world out there.
It's all backwards.
So, what's next? I think what's next is to start recording this dang on show.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Dan, start us out this week.
All right. Well, talk about spoiled. A wealthy son of a Swiss millionaire.
Oh,
has been sentenced to 2 years probation and $33,000 after setting fire to his Ferrari 458.
Ooh, that sounds like a smart idea.
Because he wanted to get the insurance money from it to buy the latest model of Ferrari.
So, of course, you have to burn. So you burn the original
to get the insurance
money to buy the newer one.
Yeah. That makes sense.
There are
right?
so many things that make me upset about what you just said.
Oh, it gets better.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it can only go downhill.
Well, thinking his plan to be flawless, he hired some other gentleman to steal his car and got himself a massage as an alibi.
Oh, great.
Yeah, unfortunately, police were able to see through the ruse and traced his phone records and surveillance videos to trace it back to him. He told the judge he did all of this because he was afraid to ask his father for a new one.
Great.
Just I was scared the daddy wouldn't give
me a new
Ferrari.
So he burned it for the insurance money because he was too scared to ask daddy for a new car.
For a new car.
Is that correct? Is that what you're telling me right now?
I'm telling you that, yes. Also, okay. Additionally, fun fact, the 20-year-old owns 15 additional luxury sports cars.
Of course he does.
So, yeah.
Of course he does.
Definitely needed that new Ferrari.
Okay, so there you go. That's what pushed it over the edge. I was angry before. Now I'm livid. 15?
15.
15 other cars.
15 other luxury sports cars.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, what a great audience. Goodness gracious. Wow. What a jerk.
I guess...
Well, I'm sorry to use such harsh language, but what a jerk. Drop hard J.
I guess, well, a 33K fine is better than the cost of a new Ferrari. Which
yeah, but it sounds like it doesn't even matter to them. He's got 15 cars. 15!
Well, it shouldn't matter to him, but it does, apparently.
It apparently does.
Because
he's a dingus.
He is. A dangus.
A dangus. That's true.
But, yeah, so...
I've never even met him, and I hate him. Yeah. So there you go.
So, while you're driving around in your... rusted out crap box of a car.
Uh-huh.
Who knows? You might have a really nice car. Who am I to judge? But
we don't know.
My car isn't that great. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And when I hear about a guy who torches his Ferrari because he wants a new Ferrari.
Kind of makes you want to throw up in your mouth.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. All right. Let's go with the next story this week. Let's talk about a guy who... So we love doing dumb criminals.
Yes, we do.
Right? We love talking about dumb criminals.
I absolutely love it.
This one is short, but particularly dumb.
Great.
Authorities say a man planning a burglary inadvertently dialed 911, allowing dispatchers to listen in on his conversations.
Oh.
Somerset County prosecutors say Branchburg police received the errant call on July 27th, so we're a little behind on this one, but it's pertinent enough that I had to include it.
Yes.
But we're unsure of the caller's location. They learned that the phone number had recently been assigned to 42-year-old Scott Esser of Elizabeth. Esser was arrested Wednesday after he allegedly entered a Stafford Township home. He's now charged with that burglary and others in Branchburg and Berkeley Heights. Authorities say the Branchburg robbery occurred the same day Esser allegedly made the inadvertent phone call, and his bail was set at $100,000. So it's a short little tidbit, and it just goes on to give some very specifics. But the real meat and potatoes of that story is the very first line. He pocket-dialed the police while he was talking about the burglary he was planning.
You know, we didn't. We did an article very similar to this.
We did. This happened in the past.
You're referring.
I do. I remember that. This is a different one. It's happened more than once.
I never thought that this would happen again.
I really didn't either. I feel like if I were... Well, no, maybe you just don't think of these things happening. I was going to say, maybe I'd put my phone far away from me while I'm talking about burglaries. But you really don't think that would happen, right? That seems like a really rare chance that at that moment, while you're talking about the burglary you intend to commit, you call the police.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fate, right? Like, we're just being real here. That's fate.
That's your butt turning you in.
Yeah, it's...
That's what that is.
Never trust a butt.
Never trust a butt. It will always...
Turn you in.
Turn you in.
So, yes. Criminals tend to be very dumb.
That's true.
At least the ones we talk about.
I have, I mean, I guess essentially all the articles I have today are just dumb criminal stories.
They are.
And they get dumber. As I go.
Well, I can't wait. I, for one, cannot wait.
And there's one theme. There's an overlying theme
there,
too. Is there?
What's the theme?
I'm not going to let you know.
Is it going to be at the end of the show? Or we're going to have to figure it out
ourselves. You figure it out, and then I will never tell you what it is.
Is it spaghetti westerns?
Close. It was stegosaurus.
Oh. Damn.
Anyway.
All right. So, what you got? Second article, or third article. What you got?
This is my second article.
It's your second, our third.
Oh, that's true, yes.
Okay. Continue.
A 22-year-old woman is in trouble after being accused of shoplifting at a Minnesota mall.
Gasp!
How could she? Well, she had hired a limousine to pick her up and take her to the Apache Mall in Rochester, Minnesota.
That's classy robbery right there.
It is.
That's very classy.
They gotta hail a nice limo.
Just roll up to the joint, rob it, pop back out. Tons of room for storage and just cruise out in style.
Yep.
I bet she made that money that she spent on the limo back in dividends, truly.
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Let's find out how this pans out. Lieutenant Jim Evenson told the Post Bulletin that she stole about $300 in merchandise.
Ooh, three whole $100.
I don't know if that's enough. A limo, I mean, I've never rented a limo, but I don't think that's enough.
I mean, limos aren't that expensive.
I guess so, yeah.
But $300, why would you waste your time robbing a place if you're getting $300 worth of stuff? That's just poor planning.
Should hit up a bank.
Clearly. Those are the least guarded of all places, I hear.
Least. And a limo driver's, like, a limo seems like a real good getaway vehicle.
So I got a little neat story about bank robberies.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, before recording this show in the past, used to play a game called Payday.
We did, yes.
Which is a first-person shooter heist simulator.
Mm.
And there's an active community out there of people that also play the game.
Makes sense.
I was reading some stories, and a guy posted his story, which was that he was at a bank one day, and in order to contribute to the community, he posted a picture of the open bank vault door and said, "Guys, ready to pull a heist," you know, in jest, making with the topic. And he thought he turned off his camera noise, but he left it on and took a very loud photograph, at which point he was accosted by police.
Hmm. Hmm. That's what you get.
That's a short little story.
For goofing around.
Goofing around.
Goofing around. That's our Goofing Around segment, brought to you by Goofs Off Anonymous. So anyway,
Dan, have you noticed these episodes get weirder and weirder? Are we getting weirder?
Just you. I'm trying
to keep
up. Or
is it just
up.
The world?
I don't know anymore.
Who knows? Continue.
The room
back
is
to
spinning.
You,
okay. So anyway, she stole $300 in merchandise from a sporting goods store. Good call. And then fought with security guards before running away. As police began searching for their suspect, the limo driver took notice of them, came over to ask who they were looking for. The police responded with a description of the woman he had brought to the mall. And then he told him it was probably her and said that she had just called him asking to bring her back to the Collar Grand Hotel. So the police simply followed the limo driver back to the designated pickup spot and promptly arrested the woman.
Of course.
So there's a happy ending there.
Probably. Okay, so limo was initially, I see where the thought was. It wasn't a bad idea.
No?
Because you have lots of storage. It's a relatively, you know, it's not inconspicuous, but it's a public transportation. So it's not quite as personal as your own private license plate. Yes, exactly. On the ground like a baked potato. Yeah. But, see, the problem with this idea is that she chose public transportation as her getaway vehicle.
Yeah, you can't really have discretion when it comes to a complete stranger.
I mean, and they keep records.
And felonies.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, they do keep records.
They do keep records of their passengers. And
doesn't mean you guys are buddies because he's driving you around.
Yep. I mean, unless they joined in on the heist. And then it was kind of like an Ocean's 11 thing where they formed a whole crew and they only made out with $300 and it was one of those straight-to-DVD ones.
I like, for some reason, when you said when they made out with $300, I imagine a very different thing in my head.
Yep, they became romantically entangled with $300.
All
right, so this one, I'm not going to spoil it with what I titled this article this week.
Okay.
It is... Okay, so an Illinois man accused of stealing a vibrator from an Orland Park sex shop apparently does not like the current president.
Well, those are two very relatable things.
They are. Enough so that he, after being arrested, he signed his name as Obama is a criminal on a Miranda rights consent form.
Wow.
Christopher Hucko, 44, was arrested last month after an employee at the Orland Park Lover's Lane.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's the name of the sex shop.
Oh.
Orland Park Lover's Lane.
Okay.
Reported seeing the suspect walking around the store with a $48 sex toy stuffed in his pants. By the time officers at the sex shop arrived at the sex shop, whether he was stealing or just happy to... That was terribly read.
Yes, it was.
So by the time officers arrived at the sex shop, Hucko was leaving the store, quote, with a large bulge in his pants.
Well, I'm sure he walked in with the bulge.
Probably.
Or actually, maybe the bulge, you know, emerged while he was
shopping. I think
shopping.
It was the vibrator that he put in his pants.
Shh. Okay. Are you, like, cooing me like a baby?
When an officer asked Hucko whether he was stealing or just happy to see a cop,
oh, God.
The suspect allegedly confided, quote, that he had a tattoo of a cherry on his penis and asked me if I wanted to see it, according to the police report.
This is getting insane.
Yeah, this is getting deep. This is according to the police report. The officer then searched Hucko's body and found a pink vibrator under his boxers. Ooh. Cops also found marijuana and a pot pipe on Hucko.
A pot pipe?
A pot pipe! Chicken pot pipe.
Ooh, those are good.
After Hucko was taken to the holding cell, he allegedly stripped naked and made derogatory comments about President Obama. Later, he signed the Miranda rights form with his new name. Which, again, is Obama is a criminal.
That's his first name?
That is correct. His last name is still Hucko. He really, he has some real family pride. It's Obama is a criminal Hucko.
Good.
And he took his first name and made it his middle name. Kind of in like a maiden name situation when you get married.
See. Yeah.
So he's now Obama is a criminal Christopher Hucko.
Maybe it's like signed Christopher
Hucko. Yeah, Junior.
That's almost as weird as Bizzow.
Bizzow doo doo zoppity bop bop bop. That's a throwback to a very, very old episode of Banterbox Radio.
He's my favorite criminal.
That's Gen 1. That's Gen 1 Banterbox.
Gen 1. Man, I haven't met another individual who also loved Diamond as much
yeah.
as, you know, that as an activity.
Are we going to fill people in, or are we just going to leave the mystery alive?
Oh, yeah, we'll leave the mystery.
Okay, great, folks.
Bizzow doo doo.
Bizzow doo doo. Zoppity bop bop bop. His favorite activity is diamond. All right. So, Dan, is this your last article this week?
It is.
Oh, heavens bless my heart.
Ooh. I've got a really, this is a really dumb criminal.
Okay. Give it to me.
All right. Give it to me, baby. An incredibly foolish man is facing criminal charges after Grand Theft Auto turned out to be too much for him.
Okay.
31-year-old Ryan Payne.
Of Max Payne fame.
Well, he was the son of Max, yeah.
Yeah.
Son of Max. he broke into a car in Missoula, Montana, Tuesday night.
Okay. Problem, I'm with you so far.
The problem that emerged was that he ended up locking himself in the trunk of the car.
What? How? How do you lock... How? This is a real question, Dan. I'm asking you with a serious face. How do you accidentally lock yourself in the trunk?
I truly don't know.
Was it he was doing something, he noticed a car coming by, didn't want to look suspicious, jumped in the trunk, didn't realize it was locked and got stuck there?
Maybe. He wouldn't elaborate because he's an idiot.
This is true.
So, yeah, he ended up locking himself in the trunk of the car.
Okay.
And was then forced to call 911 to get himself out. So, you know that crime you're committing? Now you have to call the police to get you out of it.
There was no one else he could have called? No one? Are you telling me there's no one he could have called, Dan?
I'm assuming that 31-year-old Ryan Payne didn't simply have any friends.
Ryan Payne.
He was a loner. Dottie, a rebel. Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. You know?
It really is something, at least.
It happens to the best of us.
Truly, it doesn't. Truly, it doesn't. This guy is Wow, that's spectacularly spectacular idiocy.
Mm.
I mean,
who? Well, I've locked my keys in my trunk, maybe.
But have you ever locked yourself in your trunk while you're stealing a car? And then had to call the police?
Maybe not in that order, okay?
Very, very, yep, okay, great.
Sergeant Colin Rose said that police got help from a local business owner who held the keys to let him out. So, apparently, it was his car.
Oh.
He's like, hey, man.
Breaking into his?
Oh, no, wait. The business owner. They're like, hey, can you come unlock your trunk because there's a guy in it? He obviously admitted to breaking into the car, and is now facing multiple misdemeanor charges, like criminal mischief, a favorite of ours.
Yes, it is.
And that criminal mischief is for causing damage to the interior of the trunk while trying to escape it.
You know, criminal mischief, we've brought up this topic numerous times. Yes. Criminal mischief is what I assume every bad guy from Scooby-Doo gets charged with. Regardless of crime, it's always criminal mischief.
And dastardly? What's it?
Do-wronging? Dastardly do-wronging.
Yeah.
And criminal mischief.
Yes.
Old man Walters!
How could you? Man.
Is that all you got for that one?
The only thing additionally that I'd like to add is it was unknown as to how long he was stuck inside the trunk. But I can only hope it was for a long time.
Truly. I mean, it had to have been for at least a decent amount of time. Because your first instinct is not, oh, I'm robbing this car and I'm stuck in the trunk. I need to call the police right now. I like to believe that he stayed in there for quite a while he was, you know, working over his options.
Can you imagine, like, calling your mom and dad? Like, mom and dad?
Mom and dad?
You know, mom and dad.
Yes, hello, mom and dad?
Yes, this is mom and dad. Can I help you? Can you imagine? That'd be some pretty cool parents, though. If they like, I'm in this trunk, and they actually come and bust you out.
Yeah, that's real. That's adulthood right there. That's all about. Hopefully one day I can bust my child out of the trunk of a car that they're trying to steal.
Who's trying to break in and I'm breaking them out.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's a family effort. okay, so let's wrap up this week with one last article.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is a good one.
This is a submission.
This is
a submission from a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we going to mention who it is? I think we have to now that I've mentioned that it's from someone.
Okay.
It's from... Dan, tell us who this is from. Who's this article from?
You're putting me on the spot now. This was submitted by my mother, where she has a keen eye for these articles.
Actually, this is very true. And I happen to know that she's actually listened to the show for quite a while.
Sure.
Or she at least one of the OG listeners.
Sure, let's go with that.
She listened to it back when we did it originally.
Yeah, I think so. I played a few for her, and she particularly liked your voice.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that my soft, supple tones could massage everyone's eardrums.
Not mine.
So, thanks to Dan's mom.
Thanks, Dan's mom.
It's a very good one. Yes, thank you.
And inspiration for other people. If you have any additional articles that you might want to throw our way. I mean, we have that.
I mean, we'll give you nothing but credit. We have the submission form. If you submit things, it is likely we'll use it on the show. It's not that we can't do it ourselves, but we'd love to have other people, you know, pitch in whatever they want to hear on the show, and we'll mention you alongside it. So certainly feel free to do it.
We will probably have to run it through the Snopes filter, though, because
of course
there's a lot of garbage.
We do lots of fact checking
on
the show, so we won't. We definitely won't fact check it.
No. What?
But we'll say we did.
That's right.
All right, so let's finish off this week. A South Carolina man arrested yesterday for shoplifting ribeye steaks from a food lion smuggled meat out of the store in his colostomy bag.
That's where you want to
pre-marinating it.
makes its own gravy.
Oh, cops were called Tuesday afternoon to the Food Lion after employees reported that, quote, an older white male, which narrows it down to most people at the Food Lion.
Where was this exactly?
In South Carolina, also known as Worst Carolina. stole $75 worth of ribeye steaks, this guy did.
Whoa,
that's quite a bit.
That's a huge colostomy bag.
That is an absolutely ginormous colostomy bag. Or they were just very high-quality ribeye steaks. The workers said the man drove away from the Roebuck store in a green Nissan. Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office deputies traced the car back to David Samuel Hoyt, 55, who they found at the residence of Angela Woody. During question, Hoyt initially denied stealing the steaks, but later made a, quote, made a verbal confession. Of course, because you put... Okay, because you put... I'm going to let you know on a secret. He put steaks in his poopy bag. His doo-doo colon bag.
Is that the official...
I believe that's the official doctor term. Here, let me go ahead and write this out for you. You need to go to the store and pick up a doo-doo cucka bag.
Great. A personal and portable pouch for pooping?
That's correct. he denied it and then later admitted to doing it, saying that he put the meat in bags and walked out of Food Lion. Woody, Hoyt's 47-year-old girlfriend, offered a police lieutenant further details about the steak heist. She was spilling them beans.
Mm.
Everyone knows beans are the best side to a nice steak.
Especially when spilt.
Yes. Spill them first. It adds the flavor. Miss Woody confirmed that Mr. Hoyt had taken meat from Food Lion by putting it in his colostomy bag, a deputy noted. Hoyt was arrested for shoplifting and booked in the county jail on the misdemeanor charge. That's a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
And some could say, Dan, that those were some mighty crappy cuts. Back to you.
Oh... If I was that gentleman,
yeah,
and they caught me with the colostomy bag and the steaks in it,
I would have played it off.
I would have been
like, oh my God, I need to start chewing my food.
That's the first thing I thought, too, when I read this article. I feel like that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I guess the old digestion system isn't up to snuff. Great.
Anyway,
so you don't have any more articles, right?
I don't.
I don't have any more articles. Do you know what that means, Dan? That means we have to bid a fond farewell. But before I do,
mm-hmm.
I want to mention to everyone, I want to give them some news. Let's be transparent. You mind if we're transparent for the end of this episode?
Well, I don't know where you're going with this, so go right ahead.
I want to talk about the show and where it's at right now.
Okay.
You're cool with that? We're going to talk about it.
I still don't know where you're going.
But, well, we've had a lot of return listeners listen to the show. We've had lots of good feedback, people that say they really enjoy the show. And Bannerbox Radio is starting to do quite well for itself, as far as I feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that it is on its own merit right now.
It's doing all right.
It is doing all right. Should we let folks know what we're looking at for traffic right now?
I don't know. Is that important?
I think so. I think it's important for people that are in on the ground floor listening to this to know.
The ground floor.
You know? We got folks, all three of them. So this month we pulled in 7 downloads.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Thanks.
Can you believe that?
To all
That's
7
not true, though. I want to be serious, though. We actually, this past month, we pulled in 800 downloads of the show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's actually pretty respectable.
That is good. That's really great.
Which is why I wanted to mention this, be open about what's going on with the show, where it's at. And I wanted to take the moment to thank everybody that tunes in every single week. And even if you don't, thanks for tuning in at all and listening to us. And your feedback, of course, is always... always greatly accepted,
mm-hmm.
and we both appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Truly indeed. Unfortunately, though, this week's episode is coming to a close, and, oh goodness gracious, that's all for this week.
And remember, Every year in the Mekong River in Thailand, hundreds of fireballs erupt from the surface of the water. Locals believe a mythical serpent called Naga spits fire from the water. The event is known as Naga Fireballs.
Thanks for joining us.